Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, we are live. Any good? Woo! I feel weird not having my whole set and studio
whole setup.
Yeah,
dude, we're literally in a weird garage sale room because we're doing work in our living room, and so everything was just like, we'll just put it in my office. There's a freaking chandelier under my table.
Let's,
I don't know if you can
that.
See it.
Nice, it's like big boom.
A whole chandelier thing happening.
Wow. So don't, Tom, why is it weird for you?
What's that, Allison?
I said, why is it weird for you? What's weird with you?
What did I say was weird with me?
No, Maud and Alex are both weird. What's weird with you?
I just don't want my beautiful background to distract from Alex's background. I mean,
thank you so much.
I'm afraid no one's going to look at your guys' screens and look at like all this that I got going on. So.
All right. Well, I think it's weird enough for us to start the show properly.
Yeah.
Nelly?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Welcome to this month's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour. Make it a double. I'm Allison Hayslip.
Oh, shoot. I'm live switching. Hold on.
I love Maud's like, and I'm live switching.
I'm Maud Garrett. Coming to you live from Vegas.
I know. Very, Vegas. Very good. I'm Alex Albrecht, as mostly.
I'm Tom Krajowski, or whatever you want to say. I forget how to say my last name.
I was like, Thomas.
I was thinking, wrong this whole time?
Oh, it's Krajewski, but I always say Krajewski because no one can ever pronounce my last name when they
phonetically,
read it.
It's Krajewski. Right. Phonetically.
So, Maud, I thought you were going to play Guess Where in the World is Maud, but then you just told everyone.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I've been talking about the fact that I was going to Vegas. The reason why I'm here, though, it's pretty exciting, and it's something that's a little bit necessary for me at this particular moment. Whose phone? That is a slab of beer. In Australia, if you are recording and a phone goes off, whoever phone rings has to buy everyone on set a slab of beer. So they've got to bring it in, and then everyone gets to drink. That's
in America, we don't have slabs of beer, so we can't do that. I'm sorry. Slab of beer.
What's the equivalent?
Is that like a tray?
A case?
A six-pack of beer?
No. Like a slab. A slab.
Yeah, we're asking what that is. A tray. Alex, that came up with a good.
Is it a case? I was thinking a tray, but maybe it is a case. Like, is it a 24 pack or a 12 pack?
I'm looking up a picture, and this is a Budweiser slab. So I looked up slab.
Gandalf is here to say hi.
Hello, Gandalf.
Hey, Kitty.
I know. I have dinner after this, so I was like, I should have something that's not like wine or hard liquor. And then I was like, I'll get a latte and put some Baileys in it.
Well, I am drinking from the little present I think we got. Who gave this?
Shoot, I'm so sorry.
Shut up, Liver.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Maud, did you give us those?
Or no, it was a
Drunk's
if it wasn't artist Tim, it was a gift from a viewer. Oh. And I've still got mine, and
that's
love
rad.
It. Yeah.
We all had them.
Dude, I left too soon.
I'm quickly adding a slab of beer, but this is not my computer, and I'm saving this to my friend's computer, but it's so slow. But here it is. That is a slab of beer.
Oh,
a slab.
By six.
I can see that being a slab.
A slab of beer.
I feel like they sell like Coke Zeros at Costco in slabs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, other than that, everything's in
slab
like a nice
specialty.
A pallet? Do you call it a pallet?
Pallet. Okay.
Maybe. But I feel like a pallet would be multiple slabs.
Oh,
just saying.
Is it Tim's birthday? It is.
It's artist Tim's birthday. Yeah.
Happy
birthday.
I had a couple of sips of it. I'm not going to lie. I felt incredibly nauseated, but I'll go and grab my drink because I'm also having a Topo Chico. But while we do that, let's pop that up. Artist Tim.
Artist Tim. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bud.
Hey, guys, great to see you all. I want to thank you for scheduling this, especially for today, because it's my birthday.
Yeah. What's the fact, especially? We pushed it out, especially.
We did. Cheers. Blip, blip.
Cheers.
This is going to suck. Jimmy. It's something about drinking in Vegas where it like just hits you 10 times harder and you already regret it before you take the sip. I'm so excited.
It's because Vegas is designed to confuse your system. It is literally designed to confuse your like lymph nodes into believing that it's fucking high noon every single minute of every single day.
So you're saying I can get drunker quicker in Vegas?
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
And get lost in it all as well.
Yeah, lost in the eyes of a stranger, Tom.
Cheers, Timbo.
Mod, can you talk about why you're in Vegas?
Oh, okay. So, hold on really quickly. I cracked this. I had a couple
She's
of
like,
sips.
She's like, no, I can't.
Were you in the same flavor?
No, I got the strawberry guava. I think you got the mango.
How is the Topo Chico? I haven't had the hard seltzer Topo Chico.
I love it.
I like Topo Chico.
It.
Got it.
They're pretty good. In fact, usually like in White Claw, the lime or lemon flavors are usually a bit of a cop-out. It's one of the better flavors for Topo Chico. They do something magical with lemon lime. But I was like, I can't drink this right now. So I opened up the fridge and it's, of course, Vegas. So there's a mini bar fridge and it's weighted. And I put my drink on it and I heard a click and I was like, oh, no. And then it's like five missing. And I'm like, it's not fully stopped. So there's half a bar fridge missing. But I was like, oh, do I take a photo of it? And they're like, well, no, because you just remove it and then take the photo of it. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I started tapping furiously.
All around?
On all of them. If I get like a $4,000 bill from like playing bongos in the bar fridge,
oh,
I'm fucked.
God.
But anyway, this is what I've done. I am in Vegas because there is something that happens. My girlfriends have gone on it for a couple of years and they say that it's amazing. My friend sent like a screenshot because they had a spare ticket last minute. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll do it. Great. I'm up for an adventure. The problem was I forgot what the festival was all about. I didn't know what it was. I remember that there was like a word rise in it and that it was in October. So I Google rise up Vegas, October, and a picture pops up saying October 7th and 8th, Las Vegas Rise Up Festival, reggae festival. And I'm like, what have I done?
What? That's like reggae.
You like reggae? Oh my
God. Wait, Maude, that's like next weekend though.
It's next weekend. Yeah, and I'm like, what is it? And I was like saying to my friends, yeah, can you tell me a little bit more about Rise Up? And she's like, well, it's called Rise. And I was like, great. And she's like, it's October 1 and 2. And I was like, great. She's like, it's a sort of like an intentions sort of festival where you get given these giant lanterns and you write sort of like goals, intentions, and things you want to let go of. And then consecutively, like in this giant field outside of Las Vegas at nighttime as the sun sets, everyone releases these lanterns.
That's so cool.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm like really excited to do that. And Tim, I'll write you a little happy birthday message on the lantern.
Yeah.
And then release you into the skies.
And then release you into the ether. Yeah. How's that?
My dad did that in Vegas. Not when he turned 60, he jumped out of a plane. He was like, I never had any desire to do it before or since. And he was just like, I'm turning 60. Fuck it. I'm going to jump out of a plane. And he wrote like all these things on this piece of paper of like things he wanted to let go. And while he was in flight, he like threw the paper out, like
just
metaphorically
littered while
away. Yeah.
I know.
It was a little bit like, come on, Dad. So I went and looked and found it and burned it. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
excited for this one. We've actually got a couple of super chats that have coming in. So for if you're new around these parts of town, we will answer super chat questions and give you a shout out and take a drink, a sip in your honor as well. So next one, we've got Dougie's.
Dougie, the potato pope.
I hope each of you eventually get your own self-portrait like Alex.
Oh, come on.
I actually do have, wait, can we?
It's like his face
do you have one?
Well,
I got you.
It's not a fancy oil painting like Alex's. There's a photographer. I'm wondering if I can take it off the wall and show you guys. Basically, I'm sitting and he has these projections of numbers on me. He projected onto me and then took the portrait like that. And he did a whole series like that. And then it was all displayed in some gallery somewhere. So as a thank you for doing it, he gave me the framed one of me, which That's I was cool. like, I love this. Where do I hang it so I don't seem like a complete narcissist when people
Alex.
Come
This is why you just have to, you can hang it prominently. You just have to, every time somebody new comes in, go, I didn't buy this for myself.
But normally,
this was a gift.
Yeah, that's such a decadent
Normally, this
frame.
Door is open. Yeah. Normally, this door is open and kind of blocks it a little, so you have to be like specifically looking at that little nook of the wall to see it. And yeah, anytime yeah. someone catches it, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you saw a picture of me.
I mean, you are an actress. Like, when I was doing the acting stuff, there's like stacks of pictures of me all over the frickin' house.
I know.
This is part and parcel.
I try to avoid the stereotype when I can, you know?
I've got, I think it's actually hanging up framed in my office as well. I just think the camera doesn't show on it, but I've pulled it up here. It was a birthday present. My first roommate in Sydney ended up becoming a comic book artist.
Oh.
And then my best friend at the time this is 2015. So then she commissioned him to turn me into a superhero. And I've only got this here, but
that
she's like,
cool.
It's that song. But it's like, you know, I've got bombs strapped to my thigh, but this is me as Miss.
You've got abs for days.
I have.
Look at those calf muscles and like those squat. I squat.
Yeah.
Goals. I would love to have thick calves like that. That's really cool. So that's the only thing I've got of mine. Yeah, but Dougie, thank you for the super chat. Didn't write Fortify though.
I believe Artist Tim once made one of me back at Comic Con. Remember Artist Tim?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have it? I've got my portrait from Artist Tim.
Who was it? Was it
Japan Brian came dressed
as you. Show up as you? Oh my God, it's so crazy.
That was
super good.
Awesome.
Well, memories. Memories, y'all. Yeah. Memories.
Memories, y'all.
We got Fortify. A super chat from Dave. Yeah, Dave D. Where's Podcat? Also, Fortify. We don't drag Podcat into all of these for the sake of his liver.
Yeah.
But we like also, one person's liver to be safe.
If you haven't noticed, we normally do these the last Friday of every month, and we couldn't do it last Friday because I was out of town with me mom. So we're now.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a last minute. We made this work. So pulling someone else into our chaos.
A very long month. Yeah.
Yeah.
This drink is not sitting well with me.
Oh, no.
But guys, if you keep super chatting,
she's going to be super chatting onto her own keyboard.
Maud, maybe you should grab something else out of your fridge since you've already paid for it at this point.
Gonna be stupid. Oh my God, I bought the whole fridge six times over. It's going to cost me $28 just to have like a sip of water. So, you know.
So, Allie, where were you? Didn't you go like Boston or New York or somewhere?
Yes, with my mom, I was in New York. I think I've talked about this, but my brother and my sister-in-law in about a year ago moved down near my parents so my parents could help raise my nephew. And they, my brother and sister-in-law and my nephew all went on vacation last week. So it was my mother's first week off in a year because she's been a babysitter.
Wow.
So she, as soon as she knew she was going to have that week off, she hit me up. She's like, Allie, we're going to New York and we're seeing Broadway shows because it's opening up again. And I was like, okay, here we go. So mom and I went and had like five awesome days in the city. We saw three Broadway shows. We went to three museums. We ate at all these amazing restaurants. I can tell you, New York is doing it so right in terms of COVID protocols and all that kind of stuff. And it was like a really great trip to be like, oh, we can start feeling somewhat normal again, you know?
So how is Shrek the Musical? Is that your favorite?
I don't think that's on Broadway anymore, Tom.
It used to be. It was. Yeah. It was the best one I've ever seen. That's cool, though. Cool.
Yeah, it was nice. But definitely last Friday, I was like drunk at a restaurant with mom when this would have happened.
Amazing.
Did you know Joe Allen right near Broadway or like Sardi's or anything? Do you know those?
Oh, yeah.
Sardi's for sure.
Sardi's, yeah.
Okay. Joe Allen's like my other favorite restaurant in the whole world. So if I'm not here in LA, I'm in New York.
You're at Joe Allen's.
It's a great place. Very good place.
Tom, I also went to Boston for a few days.
Ooh, how was that?
Ooh.
It was gorgeous. It was like the perfect time to be there. You know, it's like transitioning into fall. It's cooling down, but it's still warm enough that you're not like freezing your ass off and the leaves are changing color. I got to go to Fenway and see a proper baseball game.
How was that? I saw you posting. That must have been.
You had an adventure.
Fenway.
Yeah. I did. I went, you guys, I lived so much life in 10 days.
You got to cram it in. That's what COVID has taught us. Cram it in, man.
I was so tired. I was so tired afterwards.
I just wrote to you privately because I'm obviously not going to say that on it, but just answer yes or no. Good.
Amazing.
Oh, I've got Kevin arms.
I love you guys.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Stephen Summers has dropped in a donation, but via Twitch, and has said, basically asking if you saw Star Wars Visions. Did we see Star Wars Visions?
I did.
You did?
Oh, by the way, cheers. Cheers, hey. Stephen.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, drink to that.
Yeah, it's super interesting because you remember, do you guys remember there was that amazing, like, Japanese anime style Star Wars short that came out like 8 years ago, maybe? And it was like the TIE fighter and the X-Wing fighter guys and all that stuff. And it was just like, holy crap, look, this is like Star Wars, but done sort of manga anime style, like 90s anime style, you know what I mean? Like Akira or something like that. So I guess Disney, now that they own Star Wars, and they were like, hey, we should do cool shit with Star Wars. I think it's 8 different Japanese animation companies that they basically said, if you had Star Wars and could do like a 15-minute short, what would you do? And so they're all, 8 of them are different styles, but they're all like very specific Japanese styles of things. And I would say the majority of them I really, really enjoyed. The Elder was one of my favorites. Although the twins, the two twin ones, pretty good. There were a couple that I was like, you know what I mean? Like the one where they're like in a rock band. It was like a Jedi in a rock band. And I was like,
it almost sounds like the Star Wars version of What If.
Yeah.
It is very similar to that. You're right. It's a very similar tone, which, by the way, the What Ifs have been so crazy and fun. So fun. Good. It's just, it's like little candies of, look, we're all just waiting for The Mandalorian to come back. So for me, I'm just like, anything I can do to just watch.
What about Squid Game? Has you checked that out yet?
I really want to watch that.
Before we go into sort of a different show, I want to keep on track with the Star Wars question, because this is a franchise that's been going on for decades. And I think a way to keep it refreshed and like recycled in a way, and they're doing it well in TV shows, but not in movies, because they're doing the fucking same shit in the movies, but they're flipping the genre. And I think that's why Visions is so clever, because it's saying, you know, Star Wars is really through one specific perspective. Let's enhance and share that perspective and, you know, tell it through their culture or, you know, the way that they express their art. And I thought that's really cool. But because you brought up Mandalorian, that's what they're doing to kind of like flip and expand Star Wars. They're changing the genre. And with Mandalorian, it's like it's a Western show.
Yeah, it's like a spaghetti Western, yeah.
100%. And then you're like, yes, it takes place. We're not focusing on Jedi powers. We're focusing on this particular part around this particular character, but it's in a different genre. And I think that when they do that, it's really cool.
Yeah.
That's my two thoughts on it.
Yeah, and they're doing it well. To be honest, I just can't wait for them to do a 4K release of the unedited theatrical version of the 77 movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Lucas was like, never, I would never, you know what I mean? But he doesn't own the company anymore. So hopefully someone at Disney will be like, maybe Greedo did it first.
You know, Disney did the thing with those, with all of their VHS tapes. You remember they made those VHS tapes with the hard, but they were like cushy covers and things like that. Mm-hmm. They would only release them once every few years. So you couldn't always go out and buy Bambi. You couldn't always go out and buy Sleeping Beauty. They would wait specific years to release them. And you know that the person who thought of that is definitely like, we need to release unedited Star Wars. Just do it on a cycle, do it where like you can only see it for a specific period of time and then it doesn't exist anywhere for however long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those puffy covers, Allison, since I used to work in a video store, are called clamshells. Now you know something. You learned.
Yes.
The puffy covers. Yeah, they'd release them every few years to increase demand. You just said Dumbo.
Wow.
Be sold
they
for
get
years.
Released from the Disney show. Vault. That's how they would create. Yes.
Yeah.
I actually have in my garage now because we're moving stuff around, but I have Aladdin in the clamshell, Lion King in the clamshell, and something else in the Little Mermaid in the clam shell.
They're the best.
That was like
That was the Beauty and the Beast. That was the sweet spot in the 90s.
Beauty and the Beast as well. I want to put it in as four. There's four.
Yeah, I did.
Beauty and the Beast.
What is your take on these like updates of these animated movies into live action? I've not.
I'm so glad you asked.
I've not seen any of them because I just feel like I just watched the original animated version. But
yeah, I never saw Aladdin. I saw Mulan. Yeah. I like Mulan, but I'm only specifically going to talk about Beauty and the Beast because I've thought.
Yes,
on
that's
it.
Why I thought about
they
it.
They needed to be. The whole premise of the movie needed to share the same tone. There were two separate parts of people doing two different movies. So you had Emma Watson, who was fucking beige. She was very safe. Mm. She was very contained. But then you had Luke Evans and Josh Gad, who were incredibly camp. And like they did the movie that I wanted to see, where they were so into it, where it was incredibly camp and over the top and like, but they were into it. Whereas Emma Watson was just like, I'm not getting paid enough or something. And you're like, well, why are you doing it?
You don't want to be there.
It seemed like she didn't want to be there. But Luke Evans and Josh Gad were having the time of their lives. So I think that inconsistency for the live action, it's like, this is a Disney movie. You are not safe. You are over the top and you are indulgent. So that was my two cents for that. Yeah. But then Mulan was completely different as well, where it was like they were telling a serious movie. They cut out all musical numbers. There was no Mushu the Dragon. And they wanted to tell an incredibly serious sort of like tale about war. No, they didn't want to make it kiddish at all. They really focused on it being sort of like a war adult movie. Yeah. So that's kind of cool as well. Mm. We got some more super chats coming in, though, which is pretty cool. Brad's back.
Ooh, cheers. Brad.
Brad. Is anybody watching Why the Last Man? Thoughts other than Dan should have directed?
In the capable hands of Dan, it would have been.
I don't understand that. You'll have to explain it.
So I used to do a show called The Totally Rad Show, which was me and my two knucklehead friends talking about movies, video games, comic books, TV, all sorts of stuff. And one of those two knuckleheads is a guy named Dan Trachtenberg, who was a director at the time. And now
I think I've interviewed him for Cloverfield.
Has become Dan Trachtenberg. Yeah, he did 10 Cloverfield Lane. He did The Boys pilot, which was super fun. He was going to potentially direct a Why the Last Man movie, I believe. Oh, yes, Allison. It is
oh, my God, Allison.
Fun.
You got called out.
Want that back? I was like, what?
I literally was like, oh, no, my phone's on vibrate, not silent. And somehow in unlocking it, I also clicked on an Instagram reel because I guess I had Instagram up, you know, and it just started talking. Sorry.
My favorite part was your face where you were just like.
It just shouldn't have happened. Like, there's just. Just looking at it again, it was Moira from Schitt's Creek. So now that noise makes sense.
That does make sense.
Shocking. I was trying to be so quiet, and it backfired immensely.
That's funny.
So now that she has to buy us a slab of beer, does that cancel out my slab?
We have two slabs.
That means we're getting shit-faced tonight.
Double slabs.
But is anyone watching Why the Last Man? Because I'm not.
I want, and I wanted to. I read the pilot, and I thought they made some really clever choices with how they did this pilot. I haven't seen it, so I don't know how it actually came to fruition. But I was really interested in watching it because of some of the choices that they made. I realized aren't in the pilot. I just knew what they were looking for casting purposes. And then I was able to sort of like extrapolate what they were going to do. So, yeah.
Interesting. I have watched it all so far. It's good. It's good. It's definitely entertaining. It's sort of like feels halfway TV, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, like Netflix, those shows don't feel like TV. But then some network shows, you're like, that feels very TV. This is kind of sort of straddles the line, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where oftentimes it doesn't feel like TV. My only big issue is it's really just an issue with the story writ large, which is I'm not a huge fan of the hope they don't get caught stories. Mm. Like that to me just puts me on edge. I don't enjoy it that much. It's cool if it's like a side plot or like a subplot of something, or like an episode where it's like, oh no, that person's in the closet and this other person's here. And if they find out that he or she is in the closet, then everything's going to die. But just by the nature of the whole thing, that's what Why the Last Man is about. It's a dude that like is kind of just trying to be a dude, but he's now the only dude. And so if he is discovered, the whole world goes topsy-turvy. And so after like five episodes of hope this person doesn't find out that he's a man, you know what I mean? Like it feels like it's a lot of that's not my favorite genre.
Too stressful for you, Alex?
Yeah.
It is. I'm just like
it's called anxiety.
Yeah. I like a little flavor. I don't want it just to be anxiety. It's like, okay, but give me a little anxiety, but also give me like love and hope and fun and adventure and swashbuckle.
There have been studies coming out recently about how watching stressful TV before you go to bed is bad for your health.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Makes the perfect sense. By the way, that's what Ted Lasso is. Literally, with Ted Lasso season one.
Season two sucks. Okay. I haven't watched any season two. I'm literally going to binge the entire season this weekend.
Really?
Season two.
Oh, my God.
Sucks.
We're in love.
I cannot, in good conscience, recommend season two. Season one is some of the best TV of the year. Season two is horse shit.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to be doing with my Sunday.
Well, Allison,
you've got to get through it.
I have the exact opposite feeling as her. I thought season two was better than season one.
Oh, okay.
And so did my wife. So that's why I'm like,
okay. I'm kind of judging you a little bit, Alex.
I'm kind of judging you. But Ted Lasso was our palate cleanser. So we'd watch like some murder show, you know what I mean? Like Mayor of Easttown. And then it was like, okay, before we go to bed, we got to watch a Ted Lasso. Otherwise, we're going to just have nightmares all night.
I think that the reason why Ted Lasso was so successful for season one was because we were in a pandemic. And I actually feel bad for a lot of the shows and movies that were made that were anxiety inducing, that were to purposely make you feel uncomfortable, because for an entire year plus, people did not want to feel those feelings. And then when Ted Lasso came out, they were like, thank God.
Yeah, it was a breath of fresh air. Yeah.
We need to feel good again.
Mm. I'm just catching this in the chat. Xenotech, I guess is how you say that. It says Ted Lasso just makes sense in the U.S. And that actually makes a lot of sense to me, because it's like an American perspective on British culture at the end of the day, you know? So it's all about Americans being like, oh yeah, we do things that way. While the rest of the world is probably like, what?
Well, there are, so some of the writers are like the guy who plays
Roy Kent.
Roy Kent.
Roy fucking Kent.
He was a writer. He actually
Coach Beard is the creator.
Yeah. But the guy who plays Roy Kent, he was hired as a writer on the show. And he literally went in and said, I connect so much with this character. I would like the opportunity to play him. And they were just like, all right, you know what I mean? And
he
just won an Emmy, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh God, so good.
But apparently he doesn't talk like that. The way he talks as Roy Kent is completely put on as a character.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's
so good.
I didn't see the show, but I'm texting my buddy because we were at one of my favorite bars down the street like 3 weeks ago, maybe. I don't remember, it was a month ago. And my buddy's like, hey, that's the guy from Ted Lasso. I was like, I haven't seen it. He's like, yeah, I think it was Roy Kent.
I'm
texting him now to find out who it was, but it was somebody big that my buddy like would love the show. And
might be Football is Life, Danny
Rojas.
Oh yeah,
Danny Rojas.
He's in LA. Yeah. He's a friend of mine saw him at the Dodgers game and he looks at like his smile is like so happy. Yeah, he's a good character. As soon as we all watch season two, I will tell you why it is so flawed. Like, okay,
let me ask you this: is it because I've not finished season two, so I'm wondering if maybe that it's because of the entire story, or how many episodes in were you like, I hate this season?
It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
this last one episode.
Speaking of anxiety, we just lost a super chat that I was really looking forward to answering, and I want to make sure we get to it.
This one?
No. It was someone whose name started with a V, and they were asking what
it's next. It's next.
It is? Okay, because it disappeared from my thing. So I thought, okay, good.
I got you.
She's on Dougie's it. Back
because, I was like watching the like timer thing, and I was like, oh no.
I chastised Dougie Sharp for not dropping a fortify, so he's back with a vengeance. Cheers, fortify. What are your favorite Halloween movies?
I hate being scared, so none of them.
Tom, if you've got movies, hit us with some.
Yeah, okay. Hocus Pocus, which is a Disney movie, so Allison, it's not scary, but it's got like Bette Midler, and it's like a classic. I think they're doing like a sequel right now with all the cast. But just coincidentally, I happen to be an
expert. Did you see my Bette Midler impersonation in Hocus Pocus? I've never seen the movie.
You just happened to be in it?
I just happened to be in the movie. That was very good, actually. That was very good.
Yeah.
They shot that back in Salem. They actually shot, where the movie took place. And when I was
looking at you with these fun facts.
Yeah, so I was just an extra on like a few movies they were shooting there, and that was one of them. But you can't see me. For many years I thought there was a character in that scene, and be like, oh, that's me. And then and then my dad sent me a photo of actually what I was wearing during that scene.
Amazing.
It was nothing like that kid. So I was like, I guess I'm not Hocus Pocus. Yeah.
Amazing. But
good fun. Your whole life is a lie, Tom.
My whole life is a lie. How did I get this far?
What are some other good movies?
Jeez, well, I think mainly just like the horror. I love watching the Halloween movies, the horror movies. Those are awesome. I love that. Like even the bad ones are great.
Yeah, I think for me, it's not. I guess it's a Christmas movie, but I always sort of link it to Halloween, which is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep.
Mm, and like, I've never seen it, and I have no, desire to watch it.
Why do you have no desire to watch it?
There's just a really something lovely about movie that.
Are you not a Tim Burton fan? Do you not like that movie?
I don't think so. Don't think I am. You know how like there are people who are just like, let's make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I get that.
I don't want to. But like also Halloween is just not big in Australia. So the fact that it was like all of these like creepy, and I'm like, stop singing at me. I like, if it's Disney, great. If you're a princess, fantastic. Wear a tiara. If you're not, I just don't. I don't think I like musicals. That's a revelation that I've had semi-recently as well. I think Allison was like, do you want to go see Broadway? I was like, no.
No.
That's amazing. First off, not all Broadway shows are musicals, but still.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Maude, I thought of you today because I was driving somewhere and some song came on my playlist and I was like, Maude would hate this song if she was.
Look, I like what I like and I'm learning more and more what I don't. And there's just so much out there. And I feel like all of life is like a game of guess who. And every now and then you just have to be like, you know what? Don't like horror movies. Not really into seafood. And then, everything that's kind of like still up, you get to spend your life appreciating those things. And there's so much. So it's okay. It's okay.
I'm that way with single player games.
Yeah.
Like the idea of single player games are amazing. I wish that I could play 50 hours of The Witcher or Skyrim or any of that stuff.
Okay, now you're talking about how I invest my time.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
for me, it's multiplayer stuff. Yeah.
That's my jam. I played Witcher through twice. I love it. And I've got a third in me.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. I'm excited. If I had a friend that could play along with me, I would love every minute of it.
I see. Does it have something to do with you want to play and socialize? And so it's better if it's both. Otherwise, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, it's weird. I've tried to sort of dig into this thing about me because it transcends just video games. So like when I was a kid, I used to skateboard all the time. Never skateboarded alone. Always skateboarded with friends. If my friends went around, I did not have any desire to skateboard. My friends are around. I could skateboard for 10 hours straight, right?
Yeah.
You need backup.
So I've always just
things.
Been, but it's also it's what I've figured out is it's because with video games, it's weird. I'll spend 5 hours playing a multiplayer video game, so like an MMO. I play a lot of MMOs, right? And so I'll spend like hours doing stuff in an MMO by myself because I know that when my friends are online, I get to be like, dude, check out this crazy bow I just crafted.
Or,
I just did this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I can enjoy it solo, but only if I know that there's going to be a social aspect coming. I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But I've been that way about all my stuff. Yeah.
You don't like being lonely, Alex.
I don't like being lonely.
I get that. I'm going to bring it back to the question because I don't watch horror movies. I don't like Halloween movies. I confessed about Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm probably going to get absolutely destroyed for that. I watched a horror movie for the first time not too long ago, and even though a lot of it was petrifying, I found it somewhat enjoyable, and that was Cabin in the Woods because it was a satire.
Yeah.
Yes. I completely agree, Maude. Yes,
it's a good entry point. It makes fun of itself in a way, but at the same time, like, there are some jump scares and there's some, like, you know, somewhat gore. And I was just like, okay, I'm like on the cusp of quitting.
Yeah.
Like, of just like walking out. But it kept me going with this like through line of jokes, satire, leaving me questioning things. And then it kind of became a little bit more supernatural in a way. And I was just like, you've locked me in.
Yeah.
And I finished it.
It's a cool one. You should see Maude. You should see Evil Dead 2. It's like one of the most popular ones.
Yeah.
But it's funny. The first one, I've only seen the first one once because it's like super gory and scary. But the sequel is like funny and it's got Bruce Campbell. It's got some cool stuff in it. But you might like it. I'm serious. It's like a big, big cult hit.
Another good one. I would not recommend watching this one if you don't like horror stuff, but it was a really fun horror anthology called Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Michael Dougherty directed it, and it was it's just really great. It was like these three or four little vignettes, and they had this little like kid that was dressed up with this like sack, like an old sack on his head, and it was just like this sack kit. I was just
Mods out. I knew immediately.
Don't even.
Immediately, no. Yeah. Immediately. I've heard enough. And immediately, no.
Well, last recommendation, because my ex-wife just texted me. She's watching this.
Hey, Jen!
She wanted me to also say Haunted Mansion is another, you know, pretty good, you know.
The Eddie Murphy one?
No, the Disney one that came out with Eddie Murphy. Where's that?
Yeah, I just said Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Well, not the Eddie Murphy one, Alex. The Eddie Murphy one.
No, Disney one with Eddie Murphy. Oh, no, okay. Sorry, stupid, my bad.
Yeah, but that's like a family-friendly movie. It's just fun and silly. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Thank you, Dougie, for that one. Thanks for the Fortify. Moving on to Vaden's, and this is the
one. Here we go. You have to answer this.
Favorite weapon. This could be a general type like spears or polearms or a specific one like Excalibur. Who's going first?
Proton packs, Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Oh, is that a weapon?
Nice. That is totally a weapon.
It is. It's defensive.
Fights
it's
ghosts.
A defensive weapon, but it's a weapon. Yeah. It takes care of shit. I love it. Great answer.
Just crushed it.
I'm going to say a lightsaber, but it's like it needs, like if you get one of those, you have to build it. Yeah. If you're going like, good. But
somebody could give it to you.
It needs the world. You could steal it. It needs the world's biggest disclaimer.
Oh,
do not use if you are not trained. Do not use if you have not fought. If you, for a second, like the amount of times I've kind of gone, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't have an arm. It's gone. It is. And like when they're kind of like, you're like, what are you doing? It's such a dangerous weapon. And like, I think if they applied a little bit more logic, like, actually, you know what? It makes sense why so many people are missing forearms because like, that thing, it's a limb remover. But what an amazing weapon. Like, it is a source of energy that can just cut through anything. I think that's cool.
I wouldn't worry about, if I was swinging a lightsaber around, I wouldn't worry about losing my limbs. I'd worry about, like, you know, ruining my hair, cut off a little.
Oh, my gosh, I need a haircut.
You got a haircut. And, Alice, did you color your hair?
I did.
Like
okay.
See, I know.
Well done.
You guys
are friends.
Well done.
I know I need a haircut too. I should use a
much to,
long
hair. Much
actually, to I'm sorry. And this, I don't want to make this about me. I literally got like that much cut off and it's like a completely different blonde. But that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Allison's hair looks great. And you noticed hers.
Interesting.
So much more blonde. Like, and like a lot short. It's cool. What's your favorite weapon, Allison?
I was going to say, to your point, Maude, I would want a weapon that does not require a lot of skill, and therefore I would want Lucille from The Walking Dead. Just a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire that's getting it near will do damage.
Yeah.
But it's not long range. I guess neither is Jedi unless you want to force pull it.
No, but long range also requires aiming, unless I was going to have like a bazooka, like in Golden Eye.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. Bazookas. Rocket launchers in OG Halo 1 multiplayer was my jam.
Yeah.
Rocket launcher and sniper rifle in Halo 1 multiplayer.
Is that
Death
yours?
Incarnate. No, that it's not. Weapon? That's just from Halo. No, I would say a bow, crossbow. That had every game that I play that has an archer class. I am playing the archer class. Yeah. I love being a sneaky sniper person.
We're actually a really good team then, because we've got our ranged shooter. Mm-hmm. We've got our mine's gonna like kind of like your Swiss Army blade. Like
I call it a finesse weapon. Things. Yeah, a finesse weapon. And we got old clobble posts over there. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then weird electrical stuff if we need to fight ghosts.
Defensive.
There's ghosts all over the place.
Defensive.
Yeah.
I think that's really good on us. By the way, Vaden said fortify. So cheers, Vaden.
Cheers.
You know my other favorite weapon? These two guns.
Oh, these guns? I'm so sorry. Do you have a license to kill
those? Do I have a license to carry these guns? Maybe. No. Yeah,
That'd be amazing if you like take them off before you went outside and was like, oh, I'm not allowed to carry this in public.
I don't have my license. One day.
My license got revoked. I just got my training arms.
Dave here's dropped a super chat just to be like, hey, maybe that's because Emma couldn't sing. I like her. She can't sing.
Can she not sing,
she
really?
Can't fortify.
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 And
don't
I agree with you, Dave. She didn't have enough sort of like singing experience to be able to go hard. So, yeah, thank you for your input and allowing us to have another drink. Matt Densley, this is my favorite super chat. For tacos.
For tacos.
For tacos.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Matt.
I'm actually on the hunt for a good taco, but it's a very specific taco. I'm on the hunt for a good crispy fried beef taco.
Mm. Ooh.
Because I feel like those tacos, they don't get the fancy treatment. Like you're not going to get that at like Plancha on Third or like, you know, Tacos 1989. Like nobody's going to up level the fried taco, right? And then everybody that's like a taco joint that's just on the street, they just keep them pre-made and then they just reheat them in oil when you order them. And it's just disgusting. But there
Alex,
was a place.
Alex, fried?
El Compadre on Sunset has some of the best hard-shelled like fried tacos
done.
That I've had.
Yeah, I'll go check
that's
that out.
Place. Yeah.
I will say, though, I want to give a shout-out to Granville, which has got several locations all over L.A., but they have a taco trio. The beef one, they'll actually do, like, a crispy caramelized onion, but it's crispy, but it's, like, my favorite, hands down. So there you go. Does anyone know what a PLN is?
I thought it was just, like, a...
Oh, my gosh.
Is it South African?
I don't know, but Daniel, thank you so much for this.
I feel like Daniel's our Polish listener. I think he's in Polish.
Yeah, it's Polish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the Polish.
He has sent us stuff before from Poland. Yeah. Huh.
Thank you, Daniel.
That's a lot of whatever PLN is.
Yeah. And I cannot watch this at the moment, but fortify.
Hey, watch it later.
Thank you, Daniel.
Standing in line to check in to the check-in. Is it a check-in hotel? Where are you at, Daniel?
He's probably not able
to watch.
Where are you spending all those PLNs, Daniel?
Daniel, when you watch this VOD, drop a comment. I'd love to know an update on this saga. Thanks for the fortify. Really appreciate that one. We got our next one from Lil Weird Guy. Terry in Australia says, Maud knows this one. But what's your Hogwarts house using the locked door theory? I have to remember the locked door theory.
I don't know. What is it?
Because you have to tell us the locked door theory.
Yeah.
I think if I pull up the – sorry, it's going to make a noise. But if I pull
at least it wasn't Moira from Schitt's Creek.
I did. Wow, no.
Yeah.
I did. It was a game that was on TikTok, and so I did it a while ago. But it basically asks you a question of how you're going to, like, open this locked door. And your answer determines the house that you're in. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Hey, hi. This video is for Harry Potter fans.
You hear it?
Yeah.
and they keep scrolling. It's really okay.
Here we go again, sorting.
I saw this video where this person asks a question, which I'm going to.
I told Craven I'm sorry.
I haven't had the question. Wanted to wait.
Supposed to show you that your answer that you think in your head.
First thing you think of.
Question is supposed to match with your house.
Okay.
And if it doesn't,
I've taken the test many times.
That are Potter.
No. Shut up, Maud.
I've done too many drugs. 99%
Oh my God, Maud! Shut up! I'm talking over it. It's so annoying.
And then I'll show you what time Slytherin would have said.
Okay.
All right. Here's the question.
The question.
If you were trying to get in a room and the door is locked, what would you do?
I think that's it.
Okay. I would use the key.
Okay. Here are the answers.
Ravenclaw would go and find the key. That's Slytherin would pick the lock.
Gryffindor
would kick the door down. And Hufflepuff would just knock.
Okay, so there are your four options. You said find a key, Allison?
Yes, and Ravenclaw, which tracks for me, except for when I take the freaking test, and it tells me that I'm Slytherin, and I get very upset.
I'm going to pick that lock, and so I would Slytherin. Be Slytherin, but I don't feel like I'd be Slytherin, but maybe a charming sales.
Listen, I didn't
like
think
myself.
So either, Alex, so.
You but could then, be powerful.
Me?
This guy? No, I'm
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah.
Well.
No.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have like a long tortured history. A lot of doors killed a lot of my family members. So I'd kick that thing in.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
I'd kick the door down. Revenge.
Is it quite insulting that Gryffindor has door in it?
Mm. But Griffin like, is Latin for attacker.
Attack a door! Attack a door!
No.
Alex, you totally
no,
saw
true.
Us. Oh my God,
thank
that
you.
Was great.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy.
When I did that test, I was like break it down.
You were like, kick the door in?
Yeah. That's what I said, yeah.
But so I kind of love that. It's like so obvious. Why wouldn't you just knock?
Yeah.
Like, and of course, that's us Hufflepuff.
Did not even cross my mind.
No.
The lock didn't cross my mind. Like, what was the other one? Look for a key. I was like, nah, did not cross my mind. I'm getting through this door.
Yeah. The only reason why to pick the lock hit me in the head is because I know how to pick locks. So it was like,
he's had a lot
bango.
He's had a lot of ex-girlfriends he needed to stalk, so he learned how to pick lines.
No, I was a teenager in the 80s where mail order was big.
Yes,
so.
Same.
A lot of ninja stars ninja in my stars. Life.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Climbing
before we knew they were called shurikens. Yeah.
With three easy payments.
Yeah, exactly.
Terry, that was an amazing question. Thank you for joining that one.
That was great.
Stephen Summers is suggesting a Patreon goal to get me to watch Nightmare on Elm. What is it? No. What was the other shitty movie that I'm never going to watch? What was it
Evil
called?
Halloween.
No. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Maybe. Oh. That's the only way.
I think, to be honest, the Patreon should step up and make that happen because I think you would find it adorable.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. You'd like it, Maud.
I had bad memories of that movie because I had mono when I was watching that movie and I was just miserable.
Oh, yeah. That's never
good. So I don't love it because of that.
KP Dubs got one. Super chat.
I take the soup every time. Sentences.
Mom got a kick out of that.
I loved it. Super chat.
It's so funny. It's so funny. So my old agent, George, we went to this like cocktail reception thing, and I'd never been to a place that had like appetizers for it, and he just beelined it to the apps and just started going to town. I mean, I was like, whoa, bro, what is it? And he was like, this is the move. When you come to these places, because it's like a reception, it's like, and you're going to be, you know, he was like, I got to schmooze. I'm an agent. Like, that's what I got to do. And he was like, but there's also good food. I came here because I was hungry because they always have good food. So he's like, as soon as I get there, he was like, I try to get there as early as possible. He was like, I go straight over. I eat everything that I need to eat. And then I am free for the evening to do all the networking and schmoozing that I have to do. And it blew my mind. I was like, dude, that's the move. Like, none of this. I'm holding like four tails of a shrimp and like half a burger. And I was like, oh, this is such an interesting conversation. So, like, looking for a place to put it. You know what I mean? It's like, you just cram it
in.
I love
having something in my hands, though. I feel like
that's
it gives
for your
me
drink.
A little bit more purpose. Okay.
Yeah. So, the question is, super chat, when you have dinner with people, do you eat bites between sentences? Do you eat fast so you can focus on the conversation, or do you just talk with your mouth full? I hope no one does the latter. No.
I don't know. This is one of those questions that like hurts my brain because I've never thought about it.
Never thought about it. I think someone who takes bites between sentences.
I think that's probably me. Yeah.
Yeah. I have this thing where it's like I will ask a very loaded question
To get time,
knowing that I'm going to listen for a bit and shovel. And then sometimes they like push it straight back onto me and I'm like, because I will not talk with my mouth full. Or I'll be like, just a second. And then because of that pause where I'm like, I will not talk with my mouth full,
it goes back onto them. I love it. Yeah. Genius.
Yeah. Super cool chat. Oh, that was great. We got another one from Eric. Eric says, speaking of thrillers and whodunits, are any of you watching Only Murders in the Building? Thoughts? Fortify.
I am not watching, but it is another one on my list. I've heard that Martin Short is like a genius in it, and I do really want to check it out.
Yeah, we've been watching it. Martin Short is a genius. It's interesting because I was just telling my friend about this the other day. It sneaks up on you because when we first started watching it, I was like, I don't know if I dig this tone, like it just was sort of weird. I was like, I don't know, Haja. And I was like, am I digging like Martin Short and what he's doing and Steve Martin? It just felt a little bit weird. But like halfway through the first episode, I was like, oh, this is brilliant and funny and amazing and charming. And we watched all the episodes that we could, which I think was like 5. So I highly recommend it. Even if you have to kind of just like get used to it, you know what I mean? It's not like what my friend said about Game of Thrones was like, no, you got to wait until season 2. And it's like, I'm not going to put 12 hours of not enjoying myself. I did change and watch it and I loved it, but it's not that. It's like by the end of the first episode, I was like, oh yeah, let's do more of this.
Actually, that's a really good point. And I think we may have discussed it before, but it's worth revisiting, especially in this day and age of streaming services up the wazoo and so much content being made and accessibility to so much programming. Can a show have a bad season?
Well, I think you can have a bad season if it's not the first. You know what I mean?
Because like Westworld was a big example. It had an amazing first season. It pivoted. And then the second season kind of flopped and they had to find their feet again. But it's like, if you're watching and you're invested and then it's a bad season, do you
now,
need to see
you're right.
it through?
You're right. Because I did not see any more Westworld after the first 2 episodes of the second season. I just didn't give a crap anymore. And I loved the first season.
And apparently season 3 or 4 was great. But it's like, but you lost it. You blew it.
It was better. It was not great. It was better. Yeah.
You watched it?
Okay. Oh, I did.
My answer.
Because I have a loyalty. Well, I'm not going to say a loyalty issue, but I am someone that is like, if I have committed to something, I have to see. It's why I still watch Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy is in season 56, and I still watch it because I'm so loyal. The show is not good by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm so committed to these characters. I need to know what happens.
Good on you.
Yeah. Hats, you know what?
Networks need more people like you.
That's for you.
You know?
Yeah. Hats off.
Yeah.
Hats off.
Yeah.
It's a fancy hat, Alex.
Thank you.
Is that a fedora?
I don't know if I would call it a fedora. It's a Gorin Brothers hat.
It's your Palm Springs hat, right? Kind of you wear when you're hanging out in old Sinatra's house.
Yeah. Jimmy's got one. Jimmy, thank you so much for the super chat. Out of the 4 of you, who would win at Jeopardy if they were a contestant? I am going
not
to
me.
Throw you.
I was going to say,
yeah, Allison. I was like, not me.
Oh, God. I stress out so much and it's a high stress situation, but I do watch it a lot with my parents. So,
hey, I haven't seen Jeopardy.
And I have already won a game show.
That's right. Yeah,
I won 2 game shows because Maude and I won a game show together.
Really?
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did.
We won Family Feud, like a YouTube version of Family Feud.
Oh, fun.
Buzzer something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's cool.
Okay, I just pulled up a site. Easy BuzzFeed Jeopardy questions. Can you get them all right?
Oh, God.
I'm taking the quiz.
All right, go, Allison. Right.
Oh, actually, no, there's too many there, and we don't have time to get through 50.
No.
50?
Yeah, it's a quiz, and it's like we'll have to get all through it to find the answers.
We should do that next time. Just do it all between all 3 of us. Someone should be the host, and then we, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We just do online Jeopardy.
Yeah. Because,
although I guess we could technically look up that quiz right now and get all the answers, but
that's true.
Deputy trivia. I just want to see. I just want to do like a couple to see. Alrighty, here we go. I think these are about. This is about food. Okay, the topics are comfort food from north of the Mason-Dixon line. I don't even know what a Mason-Dixon line is. Simply Red, male order, male being the gender, fall in line with fall, happy birthday, October baby. It happened one October. What would you like to choose?
Well, we are in October, so October baby.
It happened in October?
That's what it was.
So the other contestants.
Okay.
Here we go. Every year, Canada celebrates this holiday on the second Monday of October, and the United States celebrates the same holiday on the fourth Thursday of November.
Buzz!
Oh, I saw the hand first here.
Canadian Thanksgiving. Don't they have it on Thanksgiving?
He did not answer it in the form of a question.
What? He did not.
What is Thanksgiving?
What is Allison Sucks? That is correct, Tom.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know why. Every fourth Thursday in November, it's Allison Sucks Day. The classic American holiday.
Half hour, happy hour, double, make it a double. It's going to be Allison Sucks Day.
Amazing. I'm so sorry, Allison. I was just called me out.
Allison is correct. She's got 1 point. It is what is Thanksgiving? Alrighty, for $200. I got a panel. It's on October 1st, 1908. The first production model of the Model T rolled off the assembly line of this automaker.
Oh, Alex got it. Alex.
What is Ford Motor Company?
That would be correct.
Yeah. I feel like these aren't Jeopardy level questions.
If you're playing with the real rules, you actually cannot buzz in until after the question is being finished asked.
Oh, is that an official Jeopardy thing? That does make sense.
Yeah.
All righty. For the last one, and whoever gets this one, I guess, wins with the money thing. On October 18th, 1867, the United States took possession of what is now the 49th state. Allison.
Which one is it? What is Alaska?
You would be correct.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
It was Allison. She was a better Jeopardy player than we were. Allison was.
For a moment, I was like, wait, is it Hawaii or is it Alaska? Arizona is the last of the continuous 48th. Fun fact. There you all go.
Wow. Hey, I think we've got one final question. So we're going to cut you all off. You have had enough to drink and you're cut off. Oh gosh, there's three more. So we're going to have to fire through these.
You can get through it.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I haven't missed any because I have to do a little bit of scrolling. All right. Dan Ng says Gryffindor, kicking door, a bit too on the nose, but it works. But Hufflepuff should huff and puff and blow the door down. I am insulted. No unlocking charm. You know
what? Oh, yeah. I would say the pick the lock could be used as
a spell.
I would be using a pick and you know, tension bar, but you could very easily just be unlocko flango.
Yeah, and I think okay. There you go. So if you. Yeah. Or is it looking for a key, but you are the key? I don't know. I think it's a Ravenclaw response. I think, Dan Ng, you're in Ravenclaw.
There you go.
Yep, I get that.
Dave D, again, hello, says, we've talked about how great Alison and Ward's hair is. They are fabulous cuts. But can we go, can we talk about Tom's glorious beard?
It is becoming majestic, sir.
It is very glorious.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a.
You have the same coloring as my cat Gandalf.
Gray all over some.
No, it's like dark, but then it's white right here.
Oh, yeah. This is like, I don't know. This is like some weird, strange evolutionary thing that lots of guys with beards have. I don't know why this, but it's cool. You know?
I think it's cool.
I think we all think it's cool,
Tom. Especially your mom.
Yeah. My shirt says hit. It is. It's a type of training that I like to do. This is the last question, and then we've got to cut you all off because you're drunk. Disco Cobra. 2013 says, not sure if anyone has been asked this yet, but is anyone going to watch Venom or the James Bond flick within the next week or so? I hope everyone's having a good week.
Oh my gosh, they both come out within the next week? I just feel like time, I see that movies are coming out and I'm like, oh, I have time. And then it's like, it came out 2 weeks ago and I'm like, how did I miss it?
Do you remember all the movies that kept getting delayed and pushed back? We are now at the time when they
Maverick.
So James these are like a year and a half in the making. To come out, like,
yeah, that was like the beginning.
Over a year ago.
Yeah. I have not gone to a movie theater yet. Not really for any other reason than we just changed our situation around, and now our dining room is a home theater room. And I just got Dolby Atmos surround sound in there, and I've got an 85-inch TV and recliner. So, like, I can enjoy movie theater-type experiences in my home. So, for me,
the
I'm just like...
comforts of your own home.
I went to my first theater movie of just since the pandemic, like, 2 weeks ago to see Shang-Chi. And, you go in the middle of the day...
That's what I saw, too.
Yeah, it was awesome too.
I used to do that all the time. That is the pro move. I mean, also because we're lucky that we can go to a movie in the middle of an afternoon or in the morning. But I would always go see the Marvel movies and Star Wars movies at like the 10:30 a.m. showing.
Kids
on
in school.
Friday morning. Yep. There was like five other people, and it was fantastic. That was like my go-to movie going experience.
So yeah, I'll probably go see both of those movies, by the way, Venom and James Bond, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I can wait for the Venom one.
Oh, but
like,
it's supposed to be
Venom was
better.
An okay movie. It was like
I'm hearing mixed reviews.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, mixed
reviews.
I actually still haven't seen just Venom yet, so going to see Venom the second Venom one probably won't happen soon. But if scheduling works, I would go see the James Bond one.
Honestly, the Venom movie is a little bit like the Mortal Kombat movie. Like, if you have an evening, you don't really have anything going on, you want to pop a bottle of wine and just watch something that's going to be fun, but you're not going to need to remember everything. You know, there's no confusing about who is who, and it doesn't matter
I
anyway.
I definitely got very drunk watching the Mortal Kombat movie, and literally all I remember
I
is the sweet move with the blade hat, like chopping a dude in
half. Yep. That movie was everything I wanted it to be. It was just
I was watching it by myself in my bedroom, but I was like cheering. I was like hooping at the show. I loved it. My flex, so the last movie that I saw, I saw Dune.
Oh.
It's not out yet.
Yeah, Dune, the Timothée Chalamet movie.
Sorry, Dune.
Oh, Dune!
They said June.
Yeah. I heard Dune.
I'm very jealous. I'm very
excited. Do we see it, Maud? Do you see it?
So here's my thing. I watched the movie because I had to interview the cast, and like they were at the Venice Film Festival, so it was 3 o'clock in the morning for me when I was doing it.
I remember you said that.
One of the questions that I'd asked was like, do you think that to maximize and get the best experience watching this movie, you need to read the books? And they were like, no. And I'm like, of course you have to fucking say that because, you know, you're promoting a film. I think, yes, this is such a complex and dense book that, like, it's so thick and there's just a lot of world building in it that they do a pretty good job of trying to explain it all. But I truly think that if you understand sort of what the Bene Gesserits are and, like, the whole sort of, like, depth of it all, because it's just you can't – a 2.5-hour movie is never going to be sort of like, you know, 180,000 words. It's just not going to compute. So, but it's really well done. And I will say that you can absolutely enjoy the movie because my favorite parts of it were the sound, the music, sound the score, the score. Who does that one? I can't remember. Oh my God, I'm having an absolute mind blank, but it's one of the two main ones, not John Williams, but the one who does.
James Horner.
No. Come on. He's Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Blew it out of the park. So it looks spectacular, but it just is so vast that you just get swallowed by this movie. So if you're going to watch a movie, I recommend this one in IMAX, but it's just so stunning. I freaking loved it. But I know we've got a hard out. We've got to call this. Thank you so much for joining us for another half hour. Happy hour. Make it a double.
Thanks, everybody.
It's just a good timing for that one.
I literally have like dregs of latte with booze. It's not fun.
All right.
We're going to be back for the end
Friday.
end of October for a Halloween special. We're probably going to be dressing up. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
But see you then for the 1 month before Allison is annoying day. So that'd be
hey,
Allison sucks.
Everybody get ready to celebrate.
Allison sucks. I can't even get it right. That's
wow. Awesome. Tell me how you really feel, Maude.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.